today. I don't have a collar, so it made this interesting.
I mean, you do have a collar, though.
Yeah, but I'm only wearing one shirt today instead of two.
Okay.
It's weird. I always wear two shirts.
Well, today's your off day.
I mean, yes. Yes, it is.
Or was it a half a day?
No, it's an off day.
Oh, okay.
And it's been moderately quiet.
Nice.
So.
Very cool.
Yep.
Neighbors are getting a roof put on, so we might be hearing that.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't know how sensitive these things are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's up?
Oh, another day, another week, but
okay.
It's been a great week.
Okay.
But yeah, now I'm looking for a new show to watch. I went back and I watched Terra Nova.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
Why though?
Because it's so good.
Yeah, but it doesn't have an ending.
I know, but it's still so good.
Like. What was it? It ended with them about to pick up and move the colony.
No, colony was staying. But the people who tried to invade the colony ran out to the Badlands,
yeah,
where they found a 17th or 18th century ship prow. And that was it.
Yeah.
And they're cut off from the future.
Yeah. I really did enjoy that, but
it's very Stargate Atlantis-y.
Yeah. With a bit of... Oh gosh, because it had to deal with dinosaurs. What was that name of that movie? Like,
you mean Jurassic Park?
No,
Primeval.
The Center of the Earth.
Oh, Lost.
The fuck is the name?
Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost.
I mean, they could have gone. I know it was an expensive show to make. Is why they're saying by their standards. Yeah, is why they're saying it got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had like 10 million people watching that thing. It had the viewers.
Yeah. Who put that on? What studio?
Fox.
Oh, no wonder.
And yeah, Fox.
Like if it was Showtime or something like that, it would have ended. Because it was only, what, two seasons? One season?
One season. But it was so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It's been forever, but I don't know if I'd want to go back. Those graphics are probably...
Oh, the graphics are horrible.
Cringy, yeah.
The dinosaurs are awful.
Yeah.
But, again, at that point, you don't need them all the time, and they didn't really use them all the time.
No.
So I'm like, I don't understand why it cost so much. But
I think that was just their excuse. I don't think it actually did.
So, I don't know.
Oh, well.
But, now I'm watching... I'm also watching Strange New Worlds, Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Is that the...
That's the Christopher Pike one.
Oh, okay. I just call it the Pike Show. I don't remember
Pike
the name
Show.
Of it.
It's... This season's been disappointing.
We're watching it. I think we're two episodes in. I think they've got,
you won't be disappointed yet.
I think it's got, like, what? Four in or something?
Five. Four or five.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't... Because we've been watching Resident Alien.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the third season of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's...
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's... Alan Tudyk's doing the rounds because the new season's starting.
The new season?
The new season of Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing all, like, the rounds and, like, talking to all the late-night shows and doing the interviews and stuff. And,
really?
And it could be because of Superman, too.
Was he in Superman?
Yeah, he was one of the robots.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was robots.
Yeah, there's robots in Superman. He was one of the Fortress of Solitude robots.
Okay.
Yeah, but he...
He voiced the dog, too?
Maybe. No, it was probably Sean Gunn.
Yeah.
He was saying back in the day when he was in iRobot,
mm-hmm.
Which we know he was in, but there's like a lot of people that don't realize that
he was the voice
of the robot.
Sonny.
Because during test screenings, he tested better than Will Smith.
I heard that.
And then they kind of clamped his name down.
But why?
You don't want to... Most studios don't want some guy who's not even in it. He might have been doing the motion cap too. I don't know.
Mm.
But
I think it was Will Smith.
You think it was Will Smith?
So oh yeah, he is
his ego.
He's the ego. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why when they did the first Suicide Squad, which failed horribly, like
yeah.
His character is supposed to wear a mask.
And didn't.
It didn't.
Yeah.
At all, because It's like,
well, that's the biggest the biggest problem people have with the superhero genre. The actors do is you don't get to see their face if they're actually doing it.
Doing it correctly.
And it's like, but so I mean, what?
Deadpool showed that it right. doesn't matter.
He does. Well, I mean, more so in the first two movies, yes, but Deadpool Wolverine, he did have his mask off quite a bit.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they just need to check their egos.
Yeah.
Because I don't care for that kind of star power. Like, you just, if you think that you need people to see your face to get the recognition, you're not a good actor.
Right, it's like, what was it? Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder, you had Tom Cruise in it, and everybody's like, oh my God. But he was just having fun with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't have to take this seriously.
Exactly.
And probably a lot of times.
And probably made him better. Like,
he doesn't actually take himself too seriously sometimes, but then he, and, you
yeah,
know,
I don't know.
Except for his religion.
Yeah, he is very crazy about that. Yeah. Was, I don't know if he still is.
He's still a Scientologist. Come on.
I mean, I haven't necessarily seen him out in the world, so I don't know how.
I think he has to go out in the world anymore.
True. Probably not, honestly. So I don't know.
He's got people for that.
Yeah. He's got his own studio where he makes. Isn't that the last?
This is supposed to be the last Mission Impossible.
Yeah, yeah. All the missions were impossible, yet they still did them every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Fast and Furious or more Fastest and Furiousest.
They're making another one of those,
are
but
they?
I haven't heard any news about it.
Because technically, isn't that what's his name's franchise? Vin Diesel?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't Vin Diesel's at the beginning. It was Vin and what's his name?
Paul Walker. Yeah.
He passed. Then The Rock stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that who stepped in?
Yep.
But I guess it's always been Vin Diesel's franchise.
Well,
so to speak.
Vin Diesel wasn't even in the second one.
Was he not?
Or the third one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't watch
him. Maybe not the third one. Tokyo Drift. He was in Tokyo Drift for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, but Paul Walker was still alive for that one, right?
Yeah, but he also wasn't in that one.
Paul Walker wasn't? Paul Walker was.
Not in Tokyo Drift, no.
You sure?
He was in Too Fast, Too Furious, yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. But I don't watch them.
I don't
care for fast cars.
I don't
cars.
Either. But it's not about fast cars anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, it
is.
Yeah, they sent a car to space.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, the last one ended with them with Vin Diesel's character driving down a dam that was exploding with his kid in the car. And then it's like his team was captured.
Sure. All I remember is it's about family.
Yeah, yeah. Family. Family going first.
I don't know. Yeah, I never really got into the Fasties and the Furiouses.
Damn, I was really hoping you'd be caught up on Strange New Worlds, though.
No, yeah, like I said, we were watching, because we can watch the fourth season of Resident Alien, so that's what we've been watching. Yeah, no, because the last thing I remember, what was...
So the second episode, I think, was the pretend Spock marriage to Nurse Chapel.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah.
That's the last one we saw.
Wow, that's like 3 episodes away.
Yeah, yeah. So it's 6 episodes in? You
said
3.
That's 2 episodes.
That's only 2 episodes?
Yeah. No. I
thought that was 3. I could be wrong. Let's see. What was it called?
Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
New Worlds.
Yeah, I'll see.
Season 3.
There's the one, that one. And there was the...
Yeah, they've got 6. So, Wedding Bell Blues. Oh, okay, episode 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we were about to go back and watch...
Hegemony?
Part 1 again, because we were like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We ended up going forwards and watching... episode 2. So yes, we have not watched Shuttle 2. I think we both started that one. Ken Forey, a space adventure hour. Don't they have another musical one?
No.
Okay.
Maybe not. No. I think the Space Adventure Hour one is the one that you're thinking, though.
Maybe.
Would be the musical.
I thought I heard them having another musical episode, but they already did a musical episode in last season.
Yeah.
Where it was like musical theater or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody, they invade, some thing invaded somebody's mind.
No, it was improbability field.
Hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. No, sorry. Not caught up though.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
That goes.
Yeah, because like there's like two or three episodes in there that are like, they're decent episodes, mm-hmm. but they're definitely running dry on the ideas.
Isn't this supposed to be the last season?
I don't know.
I don't. Because wait, the Discovery ended, didn't it?
Oh, there might be one more season after this. This is only season three, right?
Yeah, this is season three.
I think there might be five.
Five?
Maybe.
They're going.
I think
to
we
be
had
five.
This conversation already.
I don't remember.
I think they're doing five.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
But this is the only Star Trek thing out there.
Yeah. They're doing like an audio play called Star Trek Con.
Sure.
Yeah, it's disappointing when you look into it.
You don't do much Twitch, do you? Don't watch Twitch streamers. No. The lady who plays what is her name? Resident Alien, the Native American one.
Okay, yeah.
Her best friend.
Okay.
The redhead.
Who's not redhead in this newest season, but yep.
She actually streams on Twitch. I don't know when she started, but I kept getting. She also like does the crossover to TikTok. So like, and then I was like, okay, if she's streaming on TikTok, then I wonder if she's actually streaming. Like, legit streaming. And then I went over and I found her there, and I was like, oh, Alice Wetterlund.
Okay.
Is her real name.
Yep.
And she streams on Twitch.
Oh.
She plays... let's pause that shit. I think she plays mostly... what is she playing? Is that... It's the No Man's Sky.
Oh, it's the game I like paid $5 for and then never downloaded because it was bad.
Yeah, I finally downloaded it like a couple of years ago when it actually everybody said, "Oh, it is actually now what the game is supposed to be," rather than not the game.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess the whole thing where they're like, "You're not supposed to be meeting anybody." The space is so big, you're not going to ever meet anybody. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what if you want to meet up with your friends? What's the fucking point of that?
But then somebody realized that they just were invisible to everybody.
Oh, I think the two people like straight up
yeah,
met
but they,
each other.
They didn't meet each other, but they were in the same vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just invisible to each other.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because I think they were both streaming at that time, and then they saw that they were there.
People were probably telling them in their chats that they
probably
were together.
Like, somebody's actually there with you, and they're like, no, that can't be true.
Yeah. And then, so I don't know. I'm probably going to play Helldivers 2 when it comes to Xbox, finally.
I thought it was already there.
No, it comes out this next week or 2 weeks from now.
Interesting. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because...
it's been like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that whole Sony Xbox thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was a good social experiment. With the whole, like, do you actually fight these things or kill these things or not? There's a... and who's going to help you do it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's only online. You can't do... well, no, yeah. You can do teams of four. So you can either do it online, or you can get up with your friends
and then
do the thing.
And you'll still run into people out and about.
I don't know. Yeah. Your squad could be a team of four, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So you're on the planet doing your small mission, but that's part of the bigger mission. Of clearing the quote-unquote planet, and then...
of the alien forces.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a social experiment with that somewhere. I don't remember when they did it, but it was kind of like, you know, you're just taking orders to kill something that you don't actually know is the enemy.
Correct.
You're just told, hey,
these are bad guys.
Yeah. Get the bomb ready and just bomb them.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. It's for Super Earth, and we're actually we're the bad guys.
See,
we're the bad guys.
Yeah, I think something leaked about that, or that's
propaganda.
Second...
Don't pay attention to that.
Huh?
That's just propaganda. Don't pay attention to that.
There was something that leaked about like the next stage of the game or something because it leaked like a week early or some shit. I don't really remember because I never played the game.
Yeah.
If it comes out and if it's on pass,
bless you.
If it's on pass, I'll grab it.
I don't know if it's gonna be on pass right away.
I don't know. I don't know what time. Well, no, there's a major titles that do land on pass first because Grounded 2 is out. You know what Grounded 2 is?
Yeah.
I grabbed it and then I was like, well, if this is on pass, the first one's definitely gotta be on pass. So I downloaded the first one as well. Because I don't know the storyline. I think there's a storyline. There's got to be. But I don't know why there's a second one. Unless, you know, you're transported to another yard, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe. Or they moved.
Yeah, I don't know. And why, or, like, did the kids, depending on if you're playing with people, did they get big again? And then you're playing as two different...
Or are you finding their corpse?
You're definitely finding corpses.
Like of people?
Yes. You're definitely... You
like
definitely
little corpses?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what the story is. And I've watched people play the game, like streaming, but they don't necessarily...
Is that Grounded? Is that Grounded? Or that you're watching?
No, this is a Pearlescent Moon.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
She's a... I mean, she's a streamer, but she's...
Well, I'm telling you, it's the game. What's the game?
Oh, the game is Peak.
Oh, okay.
That's where you're climbing a mountain.
Got it.
No. That's... Yeah, you're... It's kind of like ragdoll physics, and you're climbing a mountain, and then you make it to a plateau-type area that's still huge, and then you still see more. I don't know what the end result is.
To get to the top.
But I don't know if there is a top. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's a story there or not, but it's kind of like you're campers and you're just climbing to the peak. Okay. It's another good one. I don't have it, though. You can't play it solo, I don't think.
I feel like they're looking at a mirror right now.
They are. But no, Grounded, yeah, I don't know if in the second one you're different kids. Or the same kids. Or if you're different kids, then who the hell is going around shrinking kids?
Right. That's the more important issue.
Or if you're not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids scenario, and you're just little people, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I downloaded the first one. I'll eventually start
it's
playing
like,
it.
What's the story here?
Yeah, and you can play it either with people or individual.
Okay.
Solo. So, yeah, you probably get it. I mean, they're on pass. But you start with the first one and go through that.
I mean, I haven't been playing any games.
Oh, I haven't either.
Lately.
I finally
Not
got
since
my...
June,
what was in June?
It's just the last time I remember playing a game.
Oh. But you don't have track or anything.
No, I've just been busy with everything. So.
I saw that the kayaking trip was a success.
Yep.
I didn't see all the pictures.
I didn't even click on them.
Oh. Man. So I'm so glad I didn't go just because I was so tired.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I wouldn't have done well with my back.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
better. I have only worked out once again this week to try and help it get better, but
stretch it out.
Yeah, it's not hurting too bad, so I may work out tomorrow.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
I'm
losing my days.
It's okay. Yep. I thought Monday was Tuesday and or something. I was like, oh yeah, we got a after contracts call, and somebody's like, today is Monday, and I was like, oh my God. And I thought it was Tuesday.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
You were done with Monday already.
I was done with Monday. And then Tuesday turned out to be shit. It was a 12 and a half hour day.
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally?
Yeah.
Okay, when would you ever do it intentionally?
Well, it happens from time to time, but it was a, yeah. Mm. It's a great day.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
Fun times.
Yep. But, nah. I have an idea for something in GTA 6 when it comes out.
When is it coming out?
May of 2026.
Okay. What platform?
I mean, I'm going to play it on Xbox probably, but who knows?
Well, I mean, just say, like, it's not for a new console. They're, like, they've stopped coming out with consoles, right?
Probably not, no.
But, I mean, they slowed down. They used to do it, like, one a year, didn't they?
Consoles?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I'm just... I don't keep up with the console ratings, especially once they diverted to... We're making the same console, but we're making them different. But they're the same console.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think there's a console out coming in the next 2 or 3 years.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it. I think I'm good on consoles for a little bit. Like, no, I'm not even buying a Switch 2.
They need more games before I buy a Switch 2.
I just... The price point is still...
I don't know when that's coming out, but there's the Expanse video game coming out, too.
Expanse.
Yeah, from the universe of the Expanse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see television series and novel series. I don't see anything about a book. Video game. July 26th. No, this is old. What are you talking? Where are you seeing one?
I saw the trailer in freaking, like, earlier this year.
Sure you did, buddy. Video game trailer.
It's rumored in 2026.
I mean, I guess this is what it is. It was two months ago.
Yep.
The Expanse or Osiris?
Yep.
Reborn?
Mm-hmm. Ah. That's it.
Ah, okay. An RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the volume out. Okay.
Are you watching the trailer right now?
Yep.
It's very Expansey until the end.
Oh, really?
If you liked the show, The Expanse, you'll like the trailer.
I've never seen The Expanse.
What?
What's it about? Besides space and expanding it.
It's not about expanding space. Oh. Oh my god. You would love The Expanse.
How old is it? I guess it's pretty old.
Pretty old.
Pretty old. Maybe that's old. Why. Is there aliens?
Kind of, but no.
Kind of, but no.
Yeah.
Fast forwarding through it.
So you got Earth, Mars, and the Belt.
Okay.
And Earth and Mars were at war at one point, but they're not anymore, ish.
Mm.
And they're kind of like a Cold War. And the belt is people just kind of stripping the resources of
the belt.
Yeah. And,
okay.
And giving them to both Earth and Mars, and there's like some other shit going on in there, but
okay. Looks interesting.
Yeah, it's real interesting. But you'll love it. The Expanse is real good.
Nice. I'll have to look at it. I downloaded the audiobook for it, but I just haven't started listening because it's really hard for me to get into an audiobook. It's for the Hail Mary project or whatever that's called.
Oh, you're trying to listen to the Hail Mary one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's...
Apparently there's, like, a lot of controversy with the whole, like, trailer or the before the trailer came out. I think everybody's cool with it now. But there was, like, you know.
Yeah.
Are they going to show this? Are they going to show that? They shouldn't. They better not show this. They better show that or blah, blah, blah.
I don't care.
I know nothing about it.
When I listened to the book and was, like, picturing the main character, mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling was not it.
Yeah.
So.
The audiobook guy does sound older.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sounds like he's, well, I guess Ryan Gosling is our age. I don't know.
He probably is close to 38, somewhere between 45 and 38.
44. He's older than us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, no, I can see it now.
He's got some good genes going on.
He's got something. That plastic surgery, I don't know. I would assume not. I assume, unless I see physically that they've had plastic surgery, I assume nobody's had plastic surgery.
Right. I mean, he was in Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he was in before that, but I do remember seeing him in Remember the Titans.
I think a lot of the time, a person's movie... biography, movie, like, line just gets blurred with what they've done. I just, like, okay, they are an actor. I couldn't tell you all the things they've been in or what their first breakout movie was.
The Notebook was his first breakout.
Was it?
Yeah.
I do remember that one because that one was, like, the thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, I did watch it with my girlfriend at the time, blah, blah, blah.
Never seen it.
Really?
Yep.
You're so lucky. Don't watch it.
I know.
And now people are... Well, okay, so he was in... Who knows what that is? This soundtrack? Okay, they're not doing this in movie order. In year order. So that's dumb.
But yeah, I was telling my brother about that when the trailer came out. He's like, what? I was like, dude, he was not the guy I was picturing for this.
Yeah. Somebody harder around the edges. I could see. And that I've only listened to, like, literally the first 5 minutes. And I haven't really listened to a lot of it because, A, I wasn't paying attention. And it's just hard. It's hard for me to get into it because a lot of voice actors, they're good at what they do, but they aren't good at voices. Like, the guy was trying to do the female computer voice, and I'm like, this isn't good.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't good.
It took me a minute back when I was trying other audiobooks when there was a lull in DCC.
Yeah.
I tried He Who Fights with Monsters.
Yeah.
I didn't get through, like, the first 5 chapters.
Really?
I'm now on book 3.
Okay, but you couldn't get through the first 5 chapters.
Correct. But I stuck through it a little bit, and I was like, all right, I see it now. And I see why there's now 12 of these books.
Mm.
And so, yeah. I'm now in book 3.
Is it... I know it's world building.
I do like world building.
Uh-huh. But is it like... Each book is a standalone book?
No.
Okay, so they are building to something? Yeah. See, that's another reason why I don't really listen to a lot of books like that, because they gotta be able to finish the series. Because I don't want to get sucked into a series, and then George R.R. Martin, they don't finish the series.
So, no, this guy is definitely not George R.R. Martin in it. He's doing the same thing Matt Dinnerman's doing, where he just throw in books. He's like, book, 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 book.
But Dinnerman said that there's only going to be 10. Now, granted, that may
change, depending on how he feels.
But if it's going to be a... What's the series? Discworld. Not Discworld. Is it Discworld? No, Wheel of Time adjacent to where the author dies, and yet the story isn't finished.
Yeah. Situation. I mean, that can happen with anybody, though.
You're right.
Anybody that's writing a series.
That's why the series has got to be finished before I'll even think about picking it up.
Right.
And I know it's like, oh, but Brian Sanderson, you know,
I think that's also my problem. It's like, I have an idea, but I'm like, it's not done. And so I can't even start writing it until I'm done. And it's like, that's not going to ever happen. And I'm not a writer.
Fair point.
But it would work out really well in this new RPG lit realm that they have.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm not a writer.
Yeah, just write down notes and then just go at it. Slowly. Eventually it'll happen.
Yeah.
That's what they say, at least.
Right.
Yeah, just write.
Just write.
And I don't know. Yeah. I'm on the same page. But yeah. No, trying to think, what else is happening?
Nothing. My mom's back in Hawaii.
Back in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Why did she leave Hawaii then?
I don't know. I don't know. What? It wasn't to see us.
Yeah, no, because she came back.
Then left.
Then left to go to Missouri or wherever.
Back to Illinois.
Illinois.
Yep.
And then she came back.
For like a day.
And then she left to go back to Hawaii.
Yeah. I don't know. And then like her flight from LA to Hawaii got canceled. So it got pushed. She didn't arrive until 4:30 our time. Which I know is real late there.
Really? In Hawaii.
Yeah.
At least she arrived late. That way she could get some sleep rather than during the day.
Yeah.
And then be off on your bio clock.
Her body, who knows? Her body clock's gonna be so broken right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm just like, I'm done traveling.
I don't know. They're gonna come back at the end of August, basically for like Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad goes...
Oh, so they are staying for Labor Day weekend now.
Yeah, they'll be here for Labor Day weekend, and then they're going to go to... well, they're going to arrive, like, the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then probably leave the Tuesday after.
Gotcha. Is that still the problematic time frame?
New Hampshire. I don't know.
Remember your sister was all like, you're not going to be here for...
Her birthday? No, that's come and gone.
Oh.
That was last weekend.
Oh. That might have been it then.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and then they'll be in New Hampshire for like a week. And then right at the end of September, my dad goes to Washington for all of the last week of September and all of October.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I don't know. Originally, they were like, oh, yeah, Mom's not going to go to Washington. And then she's like, I may go for a little bit. I'm like, you're...
Go for a little bit?
If I didn't think it would kill their cat, I would have already taken that motherfucker.
Yeah, fair.
It's not fair.
No. The cat doesn't know anybody.
No.
Just except you coming in one day.
Come in once, twice a day for as long as he'll let me pet him, or an hour if I'm going to work, and then in the afternoon as long as he'll let me pet him, and then... Yeah.
Jeez.
Like today, he only gave me 30 minutes.
Because
I think I coughed or something.
Fair.
So he went under the bed. I was like, dude.
I'm out.
So.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah. There's so many puppies getting rescued. I'm like, you aren't home enough for another freaking animal. Or they're like, I think I gotta give him a friend. Or give him a little friend, a kitten or something. I'm like, you're not home to for that. No.
Yeah. Nah, not anyone. Especially a dog.
Yeah, or not really a puppy, just a dog would have. They're like, they're doing dog rescues. I'm like, no, you're not home for a dog.
Yeah. Cats are more independent. But
not for, they've been gone most of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I feel bad when I leave for like 2 or 3 days for work.
The kitties.
Yeah.
The kitties, they just don't understand.
No.
The puppies definitely don't. They're like, you've been gone my whole life.
Yeah.
So, anyway, anything else?
No, that's all I had for the notes today. All
right.
I feel like we were in a good place. So.
Yeah.
Good groove.
All right.
Yep.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Stuff.